We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
I'm curious if you think this is crazy. Last night, man, I had some salt and pepper, like kettle chips.
What are you doing?
And then
you just told me on Monday that you were going to recommit yourself to this diet.
I was watching Hard Knocks.
You're a fraud.
I had to have a snack. But tell me, is this bad? I had the salt and pepper kettle chips, and I was dipping them in a mixture of ranch and hot sauce.
I don't get you and ranch, man.
Nah, I mean, I think that's fine.
Do you? Really?
I'm not really
when I say it out loud, it sounds nasty.
I don't really need sauce with chips.
I don't either,
it's
but
it's different
it just,
with like fries.
For some reason, it felt right. So not fat? Good.
No, it's fat.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, Serta said it wouldn't, so. You know what time it is on a beautiful Wednesday. Hey! Show
good morning. After listening to Frank Clark yesterday, I'm pretty sure that this young man is now my favorite member of the Chiefs.
Listen, Vern, here's the 10 o'clock haymaker. Show's 10 o'clock haymaker. Hey, Vern, we thought this was, without a shadow of a doubt, Tyrann Mathieu's defense. Now, you listen to Frank Clark yesterday, Vern, it feels like this is his defense. It feels like I listened to him, Vern, and I know you covered the league. This felt like when Ray Lewis would talk about his defense. This felt like when Ed Reed would talk about his defense. This felt like when Brian Dawkins would talk about his defense. Like, this was his defense. I'm not saying that Honey Badger has been jumped over. I'm just saying if you heard him yesterday in terms of the passion, the adult in the room that he sounded like, and you know I've been critical of him, the adult in the room that he sounded like, and the guy, it seems, the way he communicates with his teammates and knowing the culture he came from, he sounded like, this is my defense. And I want to get to the culture part because I think there's a bit of it in him. But this, to me, Vern, seems like someone who came from a program in Seattle that had expectations, that had a way of doing things, that had, if we've heard of the Patriot way, man, defensively, it could have been the Seattle way, under Pete Carroll and under their staff. And he sounded like a person who had been around great players that helped him become not a football adult. We remember and understand, if you heard his story at Michigan, there was some immaturity issues coming out of college. All right, he's still young, 25, 26 years old. But that, to me, there is no accident to hear how he sounded and the command that he feels like he has. It sounds like he has been around and grown up under guys like Bobby Wagner, under guys like K.J. Wright, under guys like Cam Chancellor, under guys like Richard Sherman, under guys like Earl Thomas. It is not an accident to me that when you bring somebody from a program like Seattle and how they looked at defense and how they treated defense with the expectation they had and then have him around those great players. Like, I think that is a big proponent that has helped us hear and look at Frank Clark as the leader that he seems to be.
I didn't think that anyone could have a better voice than Patrick Mahomes. His voice is weird. You know what I mean? As far as the message that he sends to his teammates, the confidence that he instills in his teammates, Patrick Mahomes speaks like a leader, speaks like a guy that is so sure of his ability on the field. He then influences you to believe in yourself. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, you mentioned Honey Badger, all of them can instill confidence in a teammate. I don't think any of them can hold a candle to Frank Clark. Those four guys, coupled with your Hall of Fame head coach, man, this is why, regardless of what happens in this preseason, what happens in the early part of the regular season, there's just so much quality leadership on this team. I feel like they're going to be able to overcome just about anything that's thrown their way.
And that's why I bring up the culture that he came from as a big deal, because, Vern, I don't think you hear Chris Jones speaking and sounding and commanding like this. And I came into the season of the offseason, man, we've seen Chris Jones grow leaps and bounds. Like, his off-the-field leadership and his seriousness has grown leaps and bounds. But he's been in this organization, this defensive culture, nice. Under B.O.B.
Yep.
And Earl. Emmett, excuse me. He's been under this defensive staff and this culture. It's something to it. When you bring a player, like we talked about all the things about that nasty, that dog that Frank Clark brings, and he seems to have been able to bring that. 72 can tell you that himself, Eric Fisher. But the big thing is he may not have a ring. He may not have played in a Super Bowl. But Frank brings a culture of a great defense that these players haven't had. And when I say these players, like, we could say the Texans had a good defense, but not like that. Not like there were some struggles when Honey Badger was there. Maybe even Arizona had a better culture defensively than that. But nothing like what I would argue the best defensive culture in the last 5 to 7 years in Seattle. He brings a level of expectation. Like when he got there, yeah, he had time to be immature, Frank. He had time to do the same stuff you did at Michigan, because you got guys like Bobby Wagner on your ass. You got guys like K.J. Wright on your ass. You got guys like Earl Thomas on your ass. Richard Sherman is crazy, but he's a guy that will be on your ass and a good leader in the locker room. And, man, you can see that he's brought over here in Kansas City. If you just listen to him. I mean, he said something, Vern, yesterday that really brought this to me. Like, not just, you know, you talk about Pat. Sometimes Pat says leadership stuff that you just know quarterbacks have said for years. And it just sounds like this is the right way to go about things. This is how Peyton has said it. Frank talked about something yesterday, Vern, and it brought this to me. Now, man, you don't just pick this up. This is something that you hear being around consistent great players.
I can't stress how important it is to be watching film right now and to going back into your notes and studying. You know, one thing I feel like, you know, a lot of guys don't do is save notes. You know, you got to understand you're going to play these same teams and these same people throughout your years in the league. You know, so when you get to year 4, year 5, year 6, you know, you got notes. Imagine how many notes you got from playing 16 games or 21 games or 20 games, you know, deep. And you playing these same teams and the same people get familiar to you. You know, you got notes on everybody. Now you can bring all these notes together and you can look at strengths and weaknesses. You can look at what you did for this game to help win. I've been playing the 49ers for the last 4 years in Seattle. They've been our conference rival. You don't think I got notes on them? You don't think I got notes on Joe Staley? I know exactly what to do against them. I know exactly how to beat their old linemen. You know, it's things like that. It's things you got to understand about the football game to help yourself out.
Now, this is not a guarantee that Frank Clark is going to be sensational, or that it's a guarantee that Frank Clark is going to live up to what his contract is. But all of that, you listen to that, man, that's him sitting down with great players. That's him sitting down with Hall of Famers defensively and saying, this is how you do the job. This is the expectation that we have in a real defensive culture.
Yesterday, Frank Clark was asked about the task he has as a leader.
At the end of the day, it's not a specific person. You got that task. I feel like that's everybody's task. I look at my rookies like, tell me, you know, talk to me. Tell me if you see something you see me, you know, doing better. Talk to me, you know, don't be scared. Don't look at me like this vet, this guy that's paid or whatever. You man, talk to me, communicate. Let me know what I can do so I can fine-tune my game as well. And I feel like that's the message around our locker room right now. You know, we don't need our coaches telling us, you know, what to do. We shouldn't. At this point, you know what I mean? We're coming up on the third preseason game. We had all camp to do that in the spring. We had all camp to do that in the summer. It's time to fine-tune stuff and get ready for the season, though.
Frank Clark was the real story yesterday at practice, although the headline-grabbing story was, of course, DeAnthony Thomas re-signing with the Chiefs, jumping right on the practice field, and doing so less than or just about a year removed from fracturing his leg. I read this on Arrowhead Pride, and their medical expert, he puts out on Twitter. This guy coming back from a refracture of the leg last season. The Chiefs obviously feel comfortable with medicals here. Andy Reid brought up the medicals as well with DeAnthony Thomas and why right now was the right time for Dab.
Yeah, it was just, it was just the way the numbers worked and everything. And we stayed in touch with him, made sure he was good and healthy. And that leg was obviously a concern, but they did the checkup on him. He's doing great with it. So
everything, it's amazing. Modern medicine. I mean, a year ago.
Stop it. Vern.
This guy fractured his leg.
What did Andy say? We looked at the medicals?
Yeah.
I got it. I'm sorry, folks. I got to know, Vern, who looked at the medicals. Because it seems to me that the Chiefs cut DeAnthony Thomas after he broke his leg in Denver. And it seems like maybe he has gotten better now that he's been away from the Chiefs. And now I need to know who it is that looked at his medicals and said, this is a good idea, because don't say it.
It was probably.
It was a candy man.
Rick Burkholder.
You know, this is the same guy that when Jamal Charles told him, man, both my knees are hurting in practice, I don't feel right, he looked at him and said, man, you're good.
Rick can see an X-ray. Is the leg fractured anymore?
How confident are you with his track record? How confident are you that Rick is A-OK and putting together an X-ray?
I mean, I could see if the fracture's still there. Rick obviously knows a million times more than I do.
Obviously.
He's probably got somebody that does that for him.
Rick is the one who made the decision on Dad. See, like I'm saying, man, it seems like Dad has gotten healthy away from.
So now he's back in the helpful hands of Rick Burkholder.
Oh, God. Nobody feels good about that.
Stop. Tyreek Hill has been on the field ever since his quad contusion. Nothing bad has happened for Tyreek Hill.
The grace of God.
Frank Clark had an update on his injured wrist yesterday.
Rick's feeling excellent. You know, training staff, they took care of me. Rick did an excellent job. You know, Coach Reed.
That doesn't make anyone feel
Rick
good.
Did an excellent job, hell, with Frank
for Chiefs
Clark.
Fans. After all of this, what Frank gave us yesterday, pumping you up like this, seeing him the leader that he can't be, and now he said it. He personally said Candyman, Candyman's name. Did Brittany, Pat's girlfriend, I almost said fiance, did Brittany, Pat's girlfriend take a look at it?
I think she only works on Pat.
Does she only work on Pat?
I think so.
Now, Rick's looking at Frank's, hey, you your highest-paid player's wrist.
Enough,
oh,
Ron,
God.
Enough.
Ron's, enough, my ass.
Rick's having a good week. Frank gave him some praise.
Rick's having a
Dad's
good week.
Dad's healthy. Dad trusts him.
He doesn't. He can't. You think Dad trusts him?
Yes. Or else he would have gone somewhere else. No, Dad didn't go anywhere. He stayed around Andy Reid. He knew this was my opportunity. This is the man that can help me bounce back from my fractured leg that happened just about a year ago, right?
If I were going in for a job interview and I had to take a piss test, I would want Rick to be the person to handle my piss test.
Rick.
Because I think Rick will just let me pass through.
If you're listening right now, Rick, dial us up, man. Let's give away something. I feel bad for the way that Ron is talking about you. You're having a good week.
I feel bad for the way he has treated some of these players.
Pair of tickets to Rivalry Renewed, which returns August 30th at Hy-Vee Arena. Right now, a pair of tickets to caller number 11, 913-576-7610. Caller number 11, you win a pair of tickets to Rivalry Renewed 2 as KU alums take on MU alums and K-State alums square off with Arkansas alums. Hy-Vee Arena, August 30th. The night before, Thursday, August 29th, is the VIP player party at Repeal 18th. So the VIP party on the 29th, Rivalry Renewed 2, August 30th. Caller number 11 right now, 913-576-7610.
Thank God Frank got paid, man. Stay away, Frank. Stay away. Chris Jones, you definitely need to stay away from Rick. Speaking of somebody else who has had their career in jeopardy dealing with Rick, Sammy Watkins. I was looking at, because Dallas signed their linebacker, and I think that really pissed off Zeke. I think the person, if I can think of somebody who really pisses off Zeke, it makes Zeke want to go pull the Steve Serta and run his head and body through a wall. It would be Sammy Watkins. It would be Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins just turned 26 in June. And after this season, Sammy will have made $53 million.
Good for him.
And he's 26, and Sammy has an excellent chance to get another contract that probably will get him another $20 million to put him in the 70s. How old is Zeke? Zeke may not get, unless Jerry pulls it, Zeke ain't going to get no $53 million by the time he's 26 in guaranteed money. That's in guaranteed money that he's made, $53 million. Zeke's not getting that. And if Sammy has a good year, I don't think he's coming back with the Chiefs under another $14 million he would receive if he came back in 2020. He's going to get another deal. And he's going to look good if he just stays healthy. Now, Fuller and Rick and himself, that's a lethal combination, Burkholder and Sammy. But if he is able to stay healthy, he is going to get so many advantageous matchups with Hardman on the field, with obviously Tyreek and Travis, and then obviously we know Pat's probably gotten better and more confident in the offense. He should be more confident in the offense. He's going to go one-on-ones with lesser corners. He's going to look like, to me, he should look like maybe the best number two receiver in the league, and that's going to give you $20, $25 million guaranteed. He's got a chance after this year just to stay healthy and just beat one-on-one coverage against sometimes third corners. He's going to make millions.
Now, it'll be with a bad team, though. Some team will have to pay the bad team tax to bring in a guy that's going to come from a winner. Oh, let me pause because I didn't think the Chiefs would give him what they gave him, but I don't believe that a good team, a real good team, is going to pay Sammy Watkins. But, again, that press conference, because we're likely to see Sammy Watkins in the AFC Championship game again this season, so that's back-to-back years. You've seen him deep into January, which means every football fan has watched him.
Let him have another game like he had in last year's AFC Championship game.
Right. He showed out in that game. If he does that again, that press conference of being able to hold up a bad team's jersey with that guy holding it up, that guy having a pedigree with Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes, he reaps the benefits of being the teammate of those guys. And his level of attraction will rise. He'll become more attractive because you'll think, man, he can put up those numbers in that offense. Imagine what he can do here. Now, he's not going to live up to the contract that he gets.
Just like he did in this one.
It should be very easy for him to make a mega contract.
I don't necessarily believe he will go to a bad team because his age, man, he'll be 27. He could pull off. I remember when the Falcons signed Mohamed Sanu as a number two receiver, and he went to a good team. Like, you could see him going to teams like the Bucks, right? A team like that. But, or you could see him going to the Bears or somewhere, a better team. Like, there's going to be people thinking, man, if we get this number two receiver, like the Chiefs were thinking, he could take us over the top. So he's got
I think he's going to be treated like a one. Yeah, I think he'll be treated
by
like
some.
But right, by the bad teams, and that's the team that will back up the Brinks truck. That's the team that Watkins will land with next year. You mentioned $14 million. It's $14 million that the Chiefs save by giving him $7 million to go away. No, he stays in Kansas City. He's raking in $21 million.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not happening with everybody. No, they're not going to re-sign him, but...
But he can get that $21 million.
Oh, yes.
He can find that easily. All he has to do...
is avoid Rick.
Is stay healthy. No.
And avoid himself. You're right. Yeah.
No. Going to Rick is something you do to help remain healthy. You talk to the trainer, Ron. No, you need to watch Sammy because what made Sammy special last season was his ability to run with the ball. As a ball carrier, that's what Sammy did better than anybody else in that receiving core a season ago. It will be interesting to see. And I've mentioned this with Chris Jones as well, how much he's willing to push it, how much he's willing to not duck out of bounds and look for that extra yard. Sammy Watkins needs to be smart. Now, he's saying all the great team things this offseason, and I have no reason to believe that he's not a team first guy. But if I'm his agent, if I'm in his corner, I love your attitude, Sammy. But, man, you got to protect yourself. Yeah, you need to be worried about number one.
And literally, if he just stays healthy this year, it'll wash away all of the a lot of the other stuff of, oh, man, he's missed a lot of games every year. It'll wash that away.
No question.
Let him play 15 games this year, right? And he puts up the numbers that you would think he should with the matchups that he will have. Like, yeah, this dude's going to make $70-plus million before 27. Damn, Zeke.
Congratulations, Joe in Kansas City. You won a pair of tickets to Rivalry Renewed 2 coming up in just 9 days, August 30th, out at Hy-Vee Arena.
Good hell. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
The Royals' bullpen blew another one last night against the Orioles. They were ahead 1-0 headed into the seventh, and then tied 1-1 headed into the eighth. Royals this season are 10-33 in one-run games entering the seventh, 2-10 when tied entering the eighth, both last in the major league.
I understand the Royals have to take chances with bullpen arms. You'll take a flyer on anyone. So I had no issue with them taking that waiver claim of Jacob Barnes, I believe is his first name, Jacob Barnes.
Willie, yeah, whatever.
But I'm done with him. You can send his ass
already,
anywhere.
Huh? What about
other
Dick
than
Lovely?
Kansas City?
He's given up six. He's allowed a runner to score in straight games. 8 out of the last 9.
This is good for Richard Lovelady.
Oh, this is good for him.
If he has success after that demotion, if he just comes up and dominates, I don't see the good in that because this team isn't likely to be good for another year and a half. I like facing adversity for a reliever very early on in his career, because if he can get through this, he'll be able to reach back and use this when he's in a big spot in a pennant chase in 2021. That's when he benefits from what's going on in 2019. Richard Lovelady, I still believe, has the goods to be a member of a quality bullpen, but I need to see him fight through this, because everyone's going to face adversity out of a bullpen. If you can't handle it, you'll be out of the league in 2 years.
This just strengthens your opinion on believing that they had to keep Ian Kennedy because of performances like this bullpen of late tonight. And for me, it just says, hell, they're not even going to be able to get to Ian Kennedy. Probably.
It really doesn't
matter.
I mean, Barnes could not have thrown a worse pitch. Get him out of here.
For some reason, you guys don't want Kobe Bryant to join Dancing with the Stars.
I saw this.
But they are getting geared up for their 28th season, and a pair of former athletes have already agreed to participate.
Oh.
Ray Lewis, as well as former NBA star Lamar Odom, will both be a part of the upcoming season,
but
which premieres on
that?
September 16th.
Ray, come on, man. Ray's doing television. This is beneath Ray. Now, he will be entertaining as hell to watch this, because if you said you feel sorry if Kobe participated for his partner, good.
Not the same at all.
Ray's partner, I feel sorry for her because she's just going to have to go through somebody trying to motivate her every single moment.
I guarantee that
it's going to get annoying after a while.
I don't believe it will, because those men and women that are those dancers, they are some kind of athletes and competitors. Ray Lewis is going to turn this young woman into the greatest dancer you've ever seen.
He's going to get on her damn nerves. He's going to get on her damn nerves.
I disagree.
Can you imagine him coming in every day? All right, Francesca.
I think she'll be the greatest dancer
dig
you've
down
ever
deep.
Seen.
Dig down deep. My brothers. I love you, Francesca. We just met. I don't care. I've always loved you. I knew we were going to come together and this was going to be life. Oh, my mama told me I'd run into you one day, Francesca. All right, coming up. The news broke in the middle of our show yesterday that the Chiefs had, for some reason, signed DeAnthony Thomas. And Vern, you know this is my guy. I like DeAnthony, but we got to get into this next, because this just screams one thing to me. Andy Reid's just out here being selfish.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Back to Show and Vern. 25 straight minutes of sports entertainment starts now.
This DeAnthony Thomas signing, Vern, was nothing more than Andy Reid just being selfish, right? Andy Reid being much like a lot of really good females. Almost like whoever is the next female that is going to take a chance with Steve Serta. You know, that's going to say, you know what? I can change him. I can change him. I can be the one to make his Sundays not just be football all day long. I can be the one. He's a good vessel. There's so many good things about Serta that I see. He's a caring guy. He's sexy. His hair is great, and it ain't going nowhere. He's a good person. There's something about him. But if I could just tweak some of those things to make him the perfect vessel that I want him to be, and that's when that woman's going to get in trouble because there's no change in Steve.
Nah.
Steve's going to be Steve. You just got to roll with it, or you just got to understand he ain't the one for me.
I'll tweak some things, but football Sundays, get out of here.
Right. And there's going to be a young lady who's going to come around and try to change Steve and say, I can do it. I'm the one. No. I'm the one. That's what I feel like Andy Reid.
You get football on Sundays.
That's what I feel
like. Red zone all day, baby.
I feel like Andy Reid is doing with DeAnthony Thomas. Like, man, it makes no sense to me, man. You don't have it. It's over. I heard Pete yesterday when he was on with Binkley on The Drive talking about maybe it's a special teams thing. Like, you need him as a gunner. Get out of here. Pete, you didn't believe it when you said that. The hell are you talking about? DeAnthony Thomas, not on special teams as a returner, but as a gunner. Stop. They got guys that are smallish like him who have replaced him who already, Mecole Hardman, in what, 5 weeks, has appeared to accomplish what DeAnthony Thomas in 5 years can't. I've seen Mecole Hardman take hits. I've seen him be able to get up after taking hits. I've seen Mecole Hardman's speed, as we talked about yesterday, translate from college to the NFL and from the combine to the NFL in a way that we haven't with DeAnthony.
All right, damn it.
I'm sorry, man.
No, that's enough.
It doesn't make any
sense. If Bill Belichick brings in anyone, everyone hits the fan and goes, oh, here we go again. Bill's got another winner. It just fits. Andy, who is the second best head coach in the NFL, who is a future Hall of Famer, who we all acknowledge is an offensive genius, if he wants to try something, if he sees something in that or just wants Dat's body on the field for the next few weeks, well, then so be it.
Who is the guy that Bill Belichick has failed with for 5 years that then he just brought back?
He got injured. He kept breaking his leg.
Yes, he's failed. And when he wasn't injured, he didn't live up to what you wanted him to be. As soon as you drafted him, their dream was for him to be Tyreek Hill. Then they found Tyreek Hill. They said, oh, okay. Then they drafted ahead of him again.
Did you or did you not start last season by saying this is the year of Dat? This is the year that Dat breaks out. You were all in on Dat a year ago. He breaks his leg and now you're Andy's an idiot.
I love Dat. But this is, I didn't say Andy's an idiot. I said Andy is being selfish and believes that he is the one that can do it, and it's over. You got to understand, man, it's 5 years, man.
No, if anyone can do it, it's you, Andy.
It's 5 years, man. There's no need. You've already got two smallish guys in Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman who run and do the same things he does. You know, he's not going to make it in return. I mean, he's better than Tremont Williams or Tremont whatever his name is who needs to be let go, but I mean, there's no use, right? There's no – man, I'll be honest with you. Shoot, for the receivers they have on the team, it'd have made more sense to me if they'd have brought back Heavy K. It'd have made more sense. Right. Now, I think it'd have been stupid to bring Kelvin Benjamin back too, it'd have made more sense. At least Kelvin Benjamin is different than what they have. At least he's a bigger receiver who's gone up and high point at the ball in the past that you could throw up to on something. Not just another small guy like DeAnthony Thomas, who you already have in Mecole Hardman and Tyreek. It's just there's no use for it. There's no use for it.
Well, why don't you give Andy the benefit of the doubt? You call him an offensive genius. I would rather see his retreads. It's much better to be talking about Andy Reid's retreads than Bob Sutton's retreads and bringing Ron Parker back or some old guy from Spags' past. We're talking about Andy Reid here. If he sees something... And again, it's week 3 of the preseason. DeAnthony Thomas doesn't have some sort of important role. If Andy wants him, Andy, you got him.
My man can't. Yeah, my man came off being unsigned by anybody, running with the ones in practice yesterday and catching touchdown passes.
Oh, stop.
Well, how many times has Byron Pringle run with the ones? How many times has that Cody Thompson kid run with the ones? This cat came right off and running with the ones.
Now you're repping for 8-3?
I'm just saying.
Now you're Cody Thompson's
guy. I'm just saying.
Guy. What the hell are you
talking
about?
I'm not Cody Thompson's guy. I'm just simply saying Cody's been there all camp.
I don't give a damn about
been there
Cody
all camp.
Thompson.
This cat just came off of the street, and he's running with the ones.
Well, then that doesn't say a lot about Cody Thompson
well,
now, does it?
What it says is, what are you doing, Andy? Seriously, who is he going to play over? Is he going to get minutes over Hardman?
Yes.
He's going to get time over McCole
he
Hardman.
He knows the offense in and out. He knows every nook and cranny of Andy Reid's playbook because he's been in it for several years.
I'm not doing it.
Anthony Thomas is going to get a situational role on this team.
He just jumped right in. He's ready to go, so he knows all the plays. He's a smart kid, knows all the plays, did a good job.
See? You can't change him. You've done it, man. You've done it 5 years.
He's not changing him. He's healthy.
Hurt.
He's kept him a jet sweep week one for a touchdown.
He gets hurt. He gets in trouble. He's gotten in trouble again. Last year for drugs, there's potential suspension coming
up. Weed?
It's over.
No big deal.
Yeah, but when you combine that with him not being effective whatsoever.
He had a broken leg, and he's in pain.
You're not going to use him in special teams over Hardman or over Tyreek. There's just no reason, man. This is just Andy again, just like a beautiful woman out there who believes they can change that guy. It's over, Andy. It's 5 years. It's
last night on Hard Knocks, Antonio Brown took center stage. I can't talk about that.
I've been working hard on the side. I've been going, taking care of the feet. So, man, I want to give it to my teammates. So, hopefully soon, you know, I didn't get to work. You know, too much noise right now. More work, less noise. I felt like I was enemy of the state. So, I'm just going to talk about how hard I work. Instead of all the nonsense people want to make me out to be, just a young black skinny kid working really hard, and it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, it's really sad. Honestly, it's really sad to watch somebody this delusional. Like not just, like you can watch him and tell that he believes this stuff. Like somehow he has gotten to enemy of the state. Fool, what? They're all coming after me. If you missed Hard Knocks last night, to listen to somebody who is absolutely delusional. Nuts. Enemy of the state. They're all after me. It says it like when you know somebody's really delusional, it's to a point where they act like we all don't know the story. Like we aren't privy to information that we haven't watched. Everything that happened in Pittsburgh and everything that has happened since you've been with the Raiders. Like, we don't know about the helmet stuff. Like, dude, he believes it. In his heart, I believe it.
I think I'm a master of adversity. Well, you see how the world just slandered me and I just took that Adversity always come when you're on the rise.
That's not true. That's a delusional statement. What are you talking about? Adversity only comes when you're on the rise. What?
No, he's saying he's not a master of adversity.
You have created the adversity. You've created it. You have, Antonio. Because you ain't on no rise. It's not because you're climbing some ladder that this adversity all of a sudden hit. Pat's on the rise.
He doesn't really have any adversity.
What are you talking about? He's been rising for a long time. Yeah. Don't have any adversity? What are you talking about? You've created this. I mean, he is apt, and he believes this stuff. He believes it in his heart. God, everyone's coming after me. Everyone put me down. Man, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm not questioning his adversity.
You're the one who's created that cook trying to kill you. You remember? Did you see that?
That cook he owes that he some sued? Guy like $38,000 fish.
Right.
For
what about
fish?
It?
Because he thinks that cook was trying to kill him because there was a dead fish head in his freezer. You're creating this.
It was like Godfather with the horse head?
Yes. He's creating this. Like this adversity hits you. Hey, man, you got in that stupid chamber without any proper footwear. That's because you're on the rise. That adversity hits you. No, that adversity
whoever
hits you.
Whoever worked at that place should have told him, hey, man, don't wear those.
Yeah, okay. This isn't happening because, oh, shucks, he's rising. And the adversity gods are trying to clip him.
HBO did try to paint him out
to be an idiot last night.
But he is. He is a delusional person. And it is, like, it's not even, like, some of it is humorous because I just can't help to laugh at the stupidity. But it is sad. Man, I'm telling you, man, watch him in his eyes. You can tell in his face, in his tone. Like, he ain't just saying this stuff.
Like, seems like a good teammate from what I saw.
Like, he believes in this. They're out to get me. I'm enemy of the state.
All on last night's edition of Hard Knocks on HBO, including an appearance from Frank Caliendo.
John Gruden, University of Dayton. I do for free. You know why? Because I love football. Knock on wood if you're with me.
Oh, man, Frank had him cracking up.
Frank's lost it. Frank has, that was
the same Frank that it's always that been. Was what are you talking about?
No, his Gruden was the best thing he did.
No, Madden was the best. Madden's no, what made him famous.
No, I'm talking about last night. Last night he went through, he went through John Gruden, and then he went through Barkley, Stephen A., and Madden. And it's not.
Did he? Because I missed all that then.
It's not as good as it used. His Stephen A. is awful. His Stephen A. is just him talking loud. Mm-hmm. Like his voice. It's not good at all. He's tapered off of it.
He's who he's always been. It's always just been some stumpy dude pretending to be other people.
Trying to be a comedian, but he's not a real comedian.
He's a nice guy, it seems.
No, his impressions were more spot on. He's lost.
Gruden was fine. Madden's
always
good.
The Gruden was the best one. His Madden was his Madden had fallen off. That Madden last night I heard, that was not the early days that got him. That got him notoriety. That was
Madden,
not as good.
Madden put him on.
It did. And it was good. It used to be spot on. That was not.
Glenn on. Love you, man. We needed a quarterback on the team who had a lot of neck. We got a good guy for that, man.
Now, you know that was good. You know
his,
that line
his
was
John
good.
Gruden was the best. Did he?
Mike Glennon knows he's got a long neck. He doesn't need that guy reminding him. He should be trying to fight Frank Caliendo right now.
Shut up.
That's stupid.
Mike Glennon got a big contract from the Chicago Bears.
What does that mean? Mike Glennon is not going to...
He started and won NFL games. Who the hell's this guy
who
just does crap impressions?
Frank Caliendo has so much more money than Mike Glennon.
He really
Glennon.
Does. Mike Glennon is... And he's so much more known than
right.
him.
I think
Mike,
that's true.
Mike Glennon is in his 30s. I would believe,
really?
Potentially, his long neck ass. I would imagine that this isn't the first time he's been dealing with the long neck jokes. So, sir, if he was going to fight somebody the time
they
about long neck jokes.
Is about $20 million in net worth.
About
so they are
long,
on the exact same level.
About long necks. If he was going to fight someone about jokes all the time. Like for me, man, my whole life, if I was going to fight everybody every time someone hit me with the joke since I was a kid of Ronald McDonald, I would be in as many fights as Mike Glennon would be.
But Mike Glennon's almost 30 now, and again, you're just so bad at analogies. No one still brings up Ronald McDonald to you.
That's not an analogy.
I don't think anybody ever called you that.
No one on the text lines ever calls you Ronald
I'm
McDonald.
I'm sorry. I'm living my life here. You've lived my life? Yes. I've been called. That joke has been hit me. Oh, Ronald.
It's
Ronald
not
McDonald.
Even, it's not even a joke.
It's
just your name.
No, my name's not Ronald McDonald. It's when they see Ronald. Oh, Ronald McDonald. Teachers growing up, kids. Hey, Ronald McDonald.
Teachers called
my
you
whole,
Ronald McDonald.
It's a natural joke that people.
Yeah,
they do it to my son too, Ronald McDonald. Yes,
okay, Ronald.
I get it. Yeah, if I fought someone every time I got mad about people making a joke for me of Ronald McDonald, and the two of you, are you living my life, telling me that I have not been called this?
I don't think you've been called that in at least 20 years.
It's
man.
Not true.
It sounds like something that happened in elementary, maybe from a teacher or two, but that's not a cool slam in high school to call someone McDonald.
It's an easy one. It's
Ronald
an easy,
McDonald.
Hey, Ronald McDonald. Yeah, it's
when did
something.
They phase Ronald McDonald out?
Yeah, he's
they
gone.
Give it, I haven't
they
seen
haven't
him in
phased
years.
Him out.
When was the last time you saw
oh, he's
Ronald
phased
McDonald?
Out.
The Ronald McDonald house is very, 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 very
yeah,
popular.
But like their commercials.
And he's the person that you always see at the McDonald's All-America game is Big Ronald. Have you been to a playhouse lately? You ain't got no damn kids. I've seen Ronald. I've seen Ronald out.
Yeah, but
at
he's
plate
not
place.
In the commercials.
Right.
Anymore.
At plate places.
And that's
but he's
point.
Not. He's not. But he's not phased out.
Oh,
he's still there.
Out. He's phased
he's
out.
He's still there.
Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306.
Tell me about my life.
Did you or did you not completely forget about Ronald McDonald? He's been phased out. And do you believe that show is still called by some Ronald McDonald, or do you think he is hanging on to this from 20
it's
to
not,
25
not,
years ago?
It, like there were some people who were cool, like Paul Knife, who called me hamburger. Off of a, you know, Ronald McDonald, who called me hamburger.
Ronnie Hamburger.
You know, he came and said, I'm not just going to be like an idiot like the rest of everyone. I'm going to change it up and mess with it. So he go, Ron Hamburger. Yes, I've been called that my whole life, still to this day, in the last month. So I'm like, hey, Ronald McDonald.
Ronnie Double Cheese.
I'm sorry.
Why don't
man.
You go fall in the wall?
Okay.
Your hair looks like hell today.
All right, so now we're taking Vern out because he's balding, and we're taking Serta out because he got
now,
drunk
see,
and smashed into
right
a
here,
wall.
I got you. Mark Patrick, who was a running back at Blue Springs High School with me, just texted me. Oh, yeah,
so
what
the
up?
Guy that helps you stop smoking?
What up, Ronald McDonald? He just texted me that right now. Yes, they used to say that to me on the practice field and everything. I know what Mike Glennon's feeling like.
You
if
went
I
to high school with some Gandy SOBs.
Yeah, it was Gandy.
And that was their joke.
Yeah, it was just a funny, easy one. Ain't funny, man. Whatever,
okay,
man. But you're not gonna fight anybody.
Hey,
I just I'm
Ron,
gonna take it personal
Ron.
That you think that you're living my life.
How did we get
nobody
here?
Nobody, cause, man.
How did this start? Mike Glennon. All right.
I just know how
hey,
he feels.
Hey, Ron.
I'm not gonna fight everybody.
Ron, you'll always be Spoons to me. All right. I'll never call you Ronald McDonald. And if the text line calls you Ronald McDonald,
and I'm boycotting it, thank
I'll
God.
Never tell you. All right. Patrick Mahomes is in a new commercial, Ron. Patrick Mahomes is in a new Head & Shoulders commercial with Troy Polamalu.
Using Head & Shoulders every day, it's like great offense for my hair.
No. It's great defense against flakes.
Offense.
Defense.
Offense.
Defense.
Offense.
Defense.
Boxers.
Reese.
Yin.
Yang.
Jif.
Gif.
Shaken.
Stirred.
Shamil.
Shlamazel.
Touchdown.
Turnover.
MVP.
Super Bowl champ.
Troy Polamalu holds up two fingers and says, twice.
By the way, my first thought was, he's trapped now like James Harden, right? As long as he has this connection with Head & Shoulders, and that's a good check. That's one. No. That's a solid sponsor.
Yeah, Troy
I think he's – yes, right? Look
Troy
how much
Troy – didn't let that go.
Hell no, he didn't. He's trapped
had the
to
same
me, right?
hair for 25 years.
Yeah, but he has enough hair, money that he could have walked away from the endorsement, Steve. I don't know.
Pat's going to change up his haircut if he feels like
I don't,
it. He doesn't have to ride with that.
Yes, but I think if he's if he changes it up, they got to go change. They got to go another direction. Yes. Russell Wilson is waiting.
What?
Russell Wilson.
Russell's got bad hair.
Russell, yeah, no.
But he's got his hair is long enough.
Yeah, we want to Russ with his helmet on.
But he's got his hair is long enough where he is waiting in the wings to be able to take over that. And I think he's like James Harden. James Harden can't shave his beard. He's just too much connected with endorsements with him. That endorsement, he's got to keep his hair long to keep that Head & Shoulders endorsement.
No, there's no question. I don't care what Steve says.
And Russ is waiting.
Yeah, Russ is not next in line. How do you fall on Russ?
I think Russell Wilson is the one next in line.
Yeah, maybe for like a pomade
Odell.
Commercial.
Odell.
Got greasy hair.
Odell, when he had the long blonde hair?
Yeah, but you got to get a little of that nappy.
Didn't Odell do
his
a Head & Shoulders
his hair's too. I think his hair's too nappy for the Head & Shoulders.
Well, then Clay Matthews are one of these long-haired dudes.
Maybe, but I think Russell's
it.
More known. He's the quarterback, man. I think that's
Odell
where they go.
Did Head
you
&
seen,
Shoulders
have you
in
seen
2017.
Russell, have you seen Russell slick it back?
Yeah, it's
They'll
awful.
Love it. I know it's awful. But Head & Shoulders will say, we could do something with it. Look at the sheen. Look how much better we made Russ's hair look.
I'll say this. I do like that the focal point, that the mic drop of that commercial is Troy Polamalu throwing it in the face of Patrick Mahomes that you've never won a Super Bowl. You and I have had this discussion quite a bit this offseason about pressure from the outside on Patrick Mahomes. It's already acknowledged that he's one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, and to be a truly great quarterback in the NFL, you have to win rings. Man, we in Kansas City have talked about how the regular season doesn't really matter. It's about what you do in January if you make it to the Super Bowl. If we're saying it here locally, nationally, the focus of a national endorsement is you have zero rings. I'm telling you, not that the walls are caving in on Patrick Mahomes, but if you think the honeymoon continues into 2019, the honeymoon of, man, isn't he great? Let's just bask in the glow of his greatness. You're in for a rude awakening as this season unfolds.
Yeah, Ben, I think it starts next year. I think it starts next year. I think when you combine the love affair, it's still nationally. I definitely know locally he has another pass. All of it goes to Andy, in my opinion. I don't agree with it. He's the MVP. He should get it. But I think all of the blame finally will go towards Andy because the love affair locally is just – but nationally, look,
It's not about blame, though. It's about pressure. It's about expectations and what people expect from you, what we expect from Pat this year,
but
even locally, is to get this team to the Super Bowl.
But I think pressure ultimately ends in – why is it pressure? Because this person is going to catch heat if they don't get to where they want to get to. And I think if – the Chiefs don't get to where they want to get to, he is still within a honeymoon period. Off to me, without a shadow of a doubt, locally, people will push the blame towards Andy. All right. Andy is the one who failed. All right. And I think nationally, it is still at a place of, I'll give you this. Nationally, you could see it forming quicker of the pressure. But I don't think he gets the Peyton Manning pressure when he didn't win anything. I don't think he gets that normal pressure we see here. Normally with quarterbacks who have won MVPs and not won a championship, I think we are still in the phase, even nationally, of, God, we're so amazed by the stuff he could do.
Sam Darnold would be a better number two than Russell Wilson. Sam Darnold has some pretty strong flow.
Sam's not bad, but I think Russell is a bigger star, and Russell is safe, and then you could bring Sierra into the commercial. There's just so much.
No, Sierra's got her own thing probably with, like, Tresemme.
She may, but she can still. Come on now.
She's beautiful.
You could do, man. There's too much with Russ. Russ, man, he's one
Russ
of those
is
guys.
Whack. Get out
I
of
know
here,
he's
Russ.
Whack, but he is an advertiser's dream. He's never gonna get in trouble.
Trevor Lawrence from the text line. That could be.
And
the
that
guy
young
to
man's
gotta
wait, man. Shoot, he can't even.
But when Pat finally shaves that head in a few years, maybe, Trevor Lawrence we'll is there to reap all of that check
yeah,
from head
something.
And shoulders.
Nah, you gotta do something. He ain't beating Russ. All right, last night, Vern, Brad Keller was fantastic again, and I said it last week. He has been fantastic of late, really showing that he has stepped up for the Royals here lately. But last night, to me, wasn't about Keller. It was more about, to me, the next Royals Hall of Famer, and we'll discuss that next.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.